Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many reasons that I am a Lutheran, and you've all heard me say that before, and you probably remember some of the reasons why I've said that, like the Lutheran understanding of the sacraments, right? Lutherans believe that baptism and communion aren't symbols, that they are sacraments. They are ways that God pours grace and love upon us. Another reason I am a Lutheran is because of the church calendar. We follow a different calendar in the church because we have a different story to tell. And so as we make our way through the church calendar, we follow the life of Jesus. And we let the ways of Jesus shape and transform us as disciples and as a community of faith. And I've got to tell you, I'm already looking forward to Lent. Don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of planning and preparing to do before Ash Wednesday, which is just 3.5 weeks away. But I feel really hopeful already that our Lenten season together will be quite meaningful. Which leads me to a few things that I want us to explore today, and I think our gospel lesson is a great starting point. So this week and last, our gospel lessons have focused on Jesus calling his disciples. Last week we looked at John's gospel and pondered Philip's invitation to Nathanael to come and see. And I was deeply moved this week as I read through all of your responses about what your favorite thing at Holly Grove is, what you would invite your friends to come and see, and overwhelmingly, it was the fact that we are a family and that we love and care about each other. And that's exactly how the church should be, a family. And so as we, and I just lost my place because I went off topic here. See, I was moved when I read through your responses and what you think about HGLC. And forgive me because I didn't number my pages this week. And now I'm so glad you love me, even though I make mistakes. It could be that I'm missing a page here. We'll just roll with it. How about that? All right. Well, this week in Mark's gospel, Jesus is calling some other disciples. He calls two sets of brothers, Simon and Andrew, and James and John. Jesus calls to them, saying, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And then the text says that all four of them immediately leave everything behind and follow Jesus. It's so interesting because I would want to say, hold on, I need a few days to get things in order and I have some loose ends to tie up. Jesus, I just can't drop everything immediately and follow you. That's very unrealistic. But they immediately leave everything behind to follow Jesus. The verb translated, them leaving their nets behind, is a verb of release. And it's a verb of new life. What's happening is that Jesus is inviting them to a whole new way of living. And they take him up on his invitation. And in order to do so, they leave behind their nets. They leave behind everything. Which leads me to ask myself and to ask all of us, are there nets that God is calling us to drop? Are there ways of life that God is calling us to leave behind? And I want us to ponder this in light of Lent. Because although Lent is 3.5 weeks away, I want to invite you into a deeper Lenten practice this year. I want to invite you to create space within yourself for you and God together to do some significantly transformative work. And so, are there nets that God is calling you to drop? And are there ways of life that God is calling you to leave behind? So we know one of the traditional Lenten practices is fasting, to give something up. And many of us do give things up for Lent, and it's something maybe like chocolate or wine or something else that you enjoy, and you give it up for 40 days. But I wonder, is God calling you to maybe go a little bit deeper this year? Is God calling you to something different? Are there nets that God is calling you to drop? Are there ways of life that God is calling you to leave behind so that you can more faithfully follow Jesus to the cross? So, for example, when I was on my internship, I struggled significantly with perfectionism. And you know that I still do. I call myself a recovering perfectionist, and some days I'm a little better at recovering than others. But it was becoming debilitating to me on my internship. And it became very clear that as Lent was approaching, that God was beginning to call me to let go of the ways that perfectionism held me so tightly in bondage. And I say begin because some of the nets that we're called to drop, it's going to take a lot longer than 40 days for us to let them go. And so one of the ways that I began to let go of perfectionism was by adding this spiritual practice of Sabbath, of intentionally resting in God, in acknowledging that God makes the world go round, not me and not my efforts to do everything perfectly. And by engaging in the Sabbath, I began to see that it wasn't the end of the world if some things got left undone, that I could cease my striving for one day every week, and that I could rest because no matter what, God still loved me and other people still loved me. Most of the time when we're needing to drop a net or leave a way of life behind, there is a spiritual practice that can help us invite God more deeply into our lives to help with that process. And so I want to offer you just a few ideas and suggestions that maybe the Holy Spirit will speak to you in these, or that these will prompt the Spirit to spark something else in you. But maybe these are some of the things that you might consider giving up for Lent. So one of the things that I so often see in people is that they don't love themselves well. Right? Jesus' commandment to love others as ourselves means that we need to love ourselves as well as we love others. But the truth is, if we loved others the ways that we love ourselves, it means that we would love others a lot less, because so many of us don't love ourselves as well as we love others. And so maybe during this Lenten season, God is calling you to give up, to drop the net of speaking so negatively toward yourself. Because the truth is, you'd never speak to somebody else the way you speak to yourself. And so maybe as you drop that net this Lenten season, you continue to remind yourself of what God says about you and about what God's love says about you. Maybe God is calling you to let go of neglecting your physical or your mental health, because you wouldn't be okay with someone else neglecting their health in the ways that you do. And so maybe you spend your Lenten season making those doctor appointments, to get caught up on appointments, to go see the dentist, to go get your physical, to go get that colonoscopy or that mammogram scheduled. Maybe you put off finding a counselor and you finally make that appointment. Because you know what? Maybe you need some medication to help you navigate life. Maybe you carry deep shame within you, and you've come to believe the lie that God can't forgive the things that you've done. Maybe God is calling you to drop the net of shame and to trust fully and completely in God's love and forgiveness. Is God leading you to let go of a destructive relationship that is doing you significant harm physically and mentally and emotionally? Is there a relationship that has been broken, and the toll that that is taking on you, God is calling you to mend that relationship? Is God calling you to drop your net of procrastination or resentment or fear of failure or unkindness? Is God calling you to drop the net of fear because you let fear control you and you let fear make your decisions instead of trusting in God's goodness and God's love? Is there internal work that you need to do, but it's so hard and it's too painful, and so instead you numb yourself? You numb yourself with alcohol or social media or binge watch TV. Is God calling you to leave behind the ways that you numb yourself so that you can pursue healing in your life? Have you been taking your relationship with God for granted? Have you been sort of half-heartedly wandering along, neglecting time in prayer, neglecting spending time in God's word? Is God calling you to drop that net so that you can invest in your relationship with God with your time and your energy? I say all of this to you with deep love and care, because I love and care about each of you so deeply, and I want you to have a rich and meaningful relationship with God. I want you to be able to do the internal work of reflection and growth so that there's more room in your heart and your mind and your body so that you can follow God with all of who you are and not just a part of yourself. And by the way, this is what God desires too. God desires closeness and intimacy with us. We're talking about this in confirmation. What do we do with the people that we're closest to? We spend time with them. We get to know them. We know their interests. We know about their character. If we don't spend time with God, that says something about our relationship with God. And so this Lenten season, and you've got a few weeks to still think and ponder, but in what ways is God calling you to leave behind your nets and to leave behind the ways of living that no longer serve you, to leave behind the ways of living that keep us from loving God fully and completely with all of who we are? So I invite you in the next 3.5 weeks to spend time with yourself and to spend time in prayer, asking God to reveal to you the nets that you need to drop. Spend time reflecting on the ways of living that you need to leave behind so that you can more faithfully and more deeply follow God and follow Jesus to the cross. And just as a reminder, none of these things causes God to love us any more or any less, because there's nothing we can do or say or not do or not say that will ever affect God's love for us. Our salvation has already been taken care of in baptism, and God's love for us is not dependent on our actions. So, not to earn salvation and not to get in good with God, but because you love God, will you follow Jesus by dropping your net? Will you follow Jesus by leaving behind the ways of living that keep you from loving God with your whole self? Will you drop your net so that you can grow more deeply in your relationship with God, so that you can more faithfully follow Jesus to the cross this Lenten season? May the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in this faithful work. Amen.